Mascots. Why do we have them? Those people who dress in ridiculous outfits who stand as a symbol to parade around an athletic event are not just there to attract attention. They are the true start to what's called school spirit. School spirit is the emotional fan-based support for one's educational institution. Oregon State's associates, alumni, and students recognize Benny the Beaver as our proud emblem. He has been around since 1952. However, we haven't always had Benny or even a mascot. Originally, when the university was founded, we did not have a mascot. Our president believed that it would be considered a distraction. Our second university president, however, allowed a mascot after the athletic department was founded in 1893. That year, Jimmy, a real-life coyote, was named as the first mascot along with an enthusiastic fan, Reverend John Richard Newton Bell, the first human mascot, who was a Presbyterian minister. John Richard Newton Bell was known for going to Mary's River after every game and throwing his top hat on top of the water as a sign of victory. Between 1906 and 1910, it changed to an unofficial mascot, a bulldog owned by the athletic director at the time, James Arbuthnot. And finally came Billy the Beaver, a cartoon mascot which soon turned into our beloved friend, Benny the Beaver. Benny has gone through many phases over the years. We have seen it all now, starting with the nice Benny, who had welcoming eyes and a big joyous smile, and changing to the angry-looking Benny in 2001. Oregon State felt as if the angrier-looking Benny made them look more intimidating. Not only has Benny's look changed, but also he has had others to accompany him along the way. During the 80s Women's Liberation Movement, Bernice was introduced as the female mascot, making OSU the only NCAA team in history to have unisex mascots. Every homecoming football game, Bernice would wear a wedding dress and Benny would wear a tux. Bernice was not as well received by the public after the women's empowerment movement settled down. Junior Benny was introduced in 2008, a youthful version of Benny, and was considered the mascot for the future generation of Beavers. There was a lot of promotion surrounding Junior Benny. A lot of merchandise was produced with his image. Since 1952, when Benny was represented by a handmade papier-mâché head covered in shag carpet, he has continually evolved. Up until January 2001, Benny the Beaver was considered nice, with a smiling face and welcoming eyes. Currently, Oregon State University is represented by a new Benny, an angry Benny, with fierce, aggressive eyes, a strong stance, and swagger. It seems that unanimously, angry Benny is received extremely well. A group member of ours, Kayla, was able to talk with some alumni, Cheryl and friends, who shared with us their love for Benny.
Beaver improved when he became the fighting beaver instead of Benny the bucktooth beaver.
Okay, thank you.
And the carved wood statue of Benny Beaver in the MU, I think he's still kind of sweet.
A little too sweet?
I think so.
Okay.
I remember that he was installed while we were in college.
Oh, okay.
What year was that?
We're not going there. When Kyle and I were here in the 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
There was Bernice Beaver. Did you know that?
Yes, he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
What happened there? Did they break up?
Yes, happened? She wasn't received quite as well.
My sorority sister used to play Chip of Chip and Dale at Disneyland, and then when she was here at Oregon State, she was Bernice Beaver for 4 years.
Okay.
Yes, and I knew somebody when I was here that played Benny Beaver. Yeah. We weren't supposed to know he was Benny the Beaver because it was like secret, but we kind of knew.
Did he enjoy it?
He did.
Okay.
He thought it was really fun. He thought he had this really, really great secret that no one on campus.
I want to know, did they clean? It just seems sweaty and disgusting there.
It might be why they kept the same guy doing it all the time.
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
It appears that Benny's new look makes him a popular image across the OSU community. Everyone who is an Oregon State student or fan loves Benny. Benny is the type of mascot a college campus wants to have. He takes pictures with everyone, is friendly with kids, leads cheers at games, and has a dominant presence on campus. Whenever Benny makes an appearance on campus, he gets an immense amount of attention due to his lovability and status. Have you ever been part of a moment when it's the last few minutes of the game and your team scores a touchdown or makes that last winning shot? Just being a fan in the crowd, you feel so much excitement for your team. Just imagine yourself inside the Benny outfit and how much of a thrill you would feel. A mascot is a symbol of your school, the one person the fans look at for encouragement. When Benny gets excited, the fans get loud, and when the fans get loud, the sports teams feel an overwhelming feeling of pride for the team they play for. Beaver Nation shows dedication for their sports teams. Every single one of us have all asked the question, who is the person under the mask? Well, no one truly knows. It's kept top secret. An anonymous past mascot has informed us of the hiring process, the pay involved, how many Bennies there are, and what it's like to be inside the Benny suit. They explained that the interview process was simply to get a sense of their personality and athleticism. Recorded by one of our group members, the previous Benny said,
"They want you to have an incredibly willing and open attitude about being a mascot, so the interview was really just them getting an idea for who I was."
They shared that for the students who worked as Benny the Beaver, there was a term-by-term stipend that helped them cover their textbooks. They were usually about three different students who do this during the year. When this particular mascot was there, they had more like four or five. They said it was helpful because you may have multiple sports playing at home on the same day, so they needed multiple Benny the Beavers on campus at the same time. They then continued,
"But you had to be on the lookout for the other, because no one can see both of you at the same time. Inside the suit can be pretty awful, but also fun. It was difficult at times for me due to my size. I was too small to fill the suit out, so I had to wear a big, puffy vest to bulk up. This made it heavier and even hotter. The suit doesn't breathe well at all, and the head tends to fog up, even with the small fan inside it. You have to keep in mind that all movements need to be exaggerated since your body is covered in a suit. So when you walk, you have to pick up your legs and take much bigger steps. When you wave, you have to really wave. And you have to have good awareness of what's around you because your vision is horrible in there. I ran over numerous kids in my day simply because they are too small to see, and they walk up to Benny and hug his legs. You definitely sweat a lot while you're in there. It was always physically exhausting to work an entire event or game because of the added weight, heat, and challenge of being constantly happy."
So, the continuous question presents itself once again. Why do we have mascots? We have mascots to be the figurehead of our institutions and to differentiate ourselves in such a way that we can be proud of our unique symbol, just as a business has a logo. Benny the Beaver is our logo. He represents the cumulative pride that encompasses our vast campus. He is a symbol that can unite over 20,000 people in an instant and can harness all of our school spirit in just one costume. We'd like to thank the Oregon State University Archives for providing the history of Benny and our many other mascots, with a special thanks to Tia, who provided us with detailed introduction to archival research.